Hello, my name is Edward Newell, and I competed at the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia, for Liberia. I was born in Yekpa, Nimba County, Liberia. Yekpa was a mining town in Liberia, close to the border of Guinea and Ivory Coast. I lived in Yekpa, Liberia, until the year 1984, and I later moved from Yekpa to the city of Bonga, Bong County, Liberia, where I lived until 1990 and had to relocate temporarily to Monrovia, Liberia, as a result of the Liberian Civil War. I started running in general when I was in elementary school in Bonga, Liberia, at the Cuttington Campus School. My running consisted mainly of participation in the field day, or as we call it, the school Olympics. But I really didn't start running competitively until I came to the United States in 1991, and I became a part of my high school track team in Sumter, South Carolina. Eventually, after competing competitively in high school, I then received a scholarship to attend the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. But prior to becoming a college athlete at University of North Carolina, I had set my sights on exploring the possibility of competing for Liberia in the 1996 Olympics. So during the Christmas break of my first year in college, I returned to Liberia to visit my parents and at the same time to explore the possibility of participating or representing Liberia at the 1996 Olympics. So I left for Liberia December of 1995, and I was there for the Christmas holidays. And while in Liberia, I connected with the Liberian track and field officials, who then put me in touch with members of the other Liberian runners in the United States, which at that time was Kute Mawen, Seyon Cooper, and Robert Dennis, as well as Grace Dinkins. Well, first of all, I chose to represent Liberia because I'm a Liberian. At that time, Liberia was the only country I could have represented. But most importantly, I felt the need and the urge to provide a different perspective of Liberia to the world. And this was counter to what was seen on the news and counter to the news about the civil war in Liberia. So I wanted to provide a different outlook and a different picture to the world of what Liberia represented, and most importantly, what Liberia represented or meant to me. My number one advice is dream big, be persistent, but most importantly, be consistent. Consistency is the key. There are many athletes, who have immense talents, great abilities, but their lack of consistency is an impediment to their success. So big dreams, persistence, and consistency. In 1998, I had the opportunity to meet and the opportunity to meet and be a part of a garden party that was held by the Queen of England, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, at the Buckingham Palace in London, England. And secondly, I'm a lover of languages, and so I've taken it upon myself to learn or to become fluent in French and Spanish, which I started during the pandemic. And once I've achieved the level of fluency that I desire, move on to other languages. Thank you very much, and it has been a pleasure.